This is Andy.
Hey, Andy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I suspected for a little while that my wife's been messing around with her boss, and I think it's happening, like right now.
You mean right now? Like this very second?
I hope not, like right at this very second, but she's in Florida this week, and I think she is with him. They are together right now.
Oh, okay. So what is your wife's name, first of all?
Her name's Kim.
Okay, you said you think she's in Florida right now?
I know she's in Florida. I drove her to the airport, but I think she lied to me. Like, there was a false pretense of why she was going.
Well, what did she tell you?
She told me that her whole company, they were doing, like, this big, huge conference. I guess Florida always hosts, like, these big quarterly conferences, and they all went down there, and the whole company was going, and she's like, I have to go. I said, no problem. The issue was I ran into one of her coworkers at Food Lion on Sunday, and I was like, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at this, like, huge conference in Tampa? And she goes, oh, no, I'm not one of the lucky ones. Only four people got to go to this conference.
Huh. Okay, so it went from the whole company's going to just four people. What does Kim do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
She works for...
Ooh, fancy. Okay, so she said the whole company's going, but now just four people went. And you think she got picked because the boss wants to hook up with her?
Oh, I know he does. But here's the thing. So I called the hotel... It's all inclusive. Like, they stay at the hotel, the conference is there. I called where she'd be staying, and I asked, like, can you put me through to Kim Dallas' room? And they said, we don't have a Kim Dallas staying with us. And I said, is it possible that it's, like, under her company? Like, does a investment have a block of rooms? And they said, no.
So she might not even be staying at the hotel she told you. Does her boss have a place in Tampa?
I mean, I have no idea, but I asked the desk guy, like, is this whole thing fake? Is there not even a conference? And the desk guy is like, no, is definitely here. And then he's like, are you coming in for the conference? Can I give you directions?
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's legit.
So is it possible that she is staying there, but maybe she's not staying in her own room? Like maybe she's staying in his room.
Yeah, did you call and ask for her boss's room?
I don't know that slime hog last name. That's a problem.
Can't you text your wife maybe and just be like, hey, we got a card from somebody in the mail. What's your boss's last name?
I wouldn't do. Don't do that, because if she's actually staying with him, that's gonna freak her out, and we don't want to spook her.
Well, why don't we just do this? Like, why don't we call her cell phone, say we're from the hotel and we got a package for her, and ask what room she's in so we can deliver it up to her, maybe?
I mean, do you think that would work? I mean, if we're calling from the front desk, don't I already know what room she's staying in?
Not really, if her name isn't on the room, and we could honestly just say it was flowers or something.
Okay, well, we could try that. Andy, let me put you on hold. I'm going to put you on with Shag while we go to break, and then we're going to get Kim's number from you, okay?
That sounds good to me, yeah.
All right, so here we go. Doesn't this sound like hotel music? Of course. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling for a Kim please.
This is Kim.
Listen, I'm sorry to disturb you, ma'am. This is the front desk. We actually received a package for you. Did you want to come down and get it, or do you want us to send it up to your room, or?
What is it?
It's a big bunch of flowers.
Did you give me flowers? Did you get me flowers? I got flowers at the front desk.
I didn't get you anything.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and send them up here. It's fine.
Okay, no problem. And what name is your room under?
What name is our room under? It's Bruce Con.
Okay, I'll get your room number, and then we'll send those up for you. Can you hang on 1 second for me?
Sure.
Okay, don't hang up. Okay, so now we know a couple of things. We know the boss's last name, and we know you were right. She's definitely in there with him. What we don't know is maybe it's one of those rooms with two separate beds in
it? No. I don't think that at all.
Okay, Andy, do you want to confront her on this, or do you want us to hang up on her?
Oh, no. I mean, I want her to...